Now, nobody is going to give you an argument about drinking this stuff.
Kombucha, the actual word, is Japanese.
Right.
So kombu means seaweed, mm-hmm. and cha means tea. So together it's seaweed tea.
And that slightly fizzy medicinal tasting elixir available in your local market is the meaning of life in a bottle.
It's almost kind of a metaphor or a symbol of how people should live their life.
Kombucha is a drink, and don't be fooled. This fellow is a salesman, not a doctor or philosopher, with the very Californian name of G.T. Dave. He is the engine behind the commercial kombucha craze here in the U.S. No seaweed. G.T. Dave's kombucha is a fermented probiotic beverage made with tea, bacteria, and yeast, with an estimated $600 million of retail sales. And at least half of that will be for G.T. Dave's brand, who was there first. G.T. Dave is profiled in the March issue of Inc. magazine, an entrepreneur with sandals and a Lamborghini and a constant smile.
I was raised by two very holistic and spiritual parents that not only raised me a vegetarian, but also took me to India at an early age to meet with this holy man named Sai Baba and stay at his ashram. Although I was baptized and raised Catholic, I had this interesting blend of religion, yet spirituality, and kind of a Western perspective with Eastern philosophies. But at the tender age of a teenager, kombucha came into my life, and my parents were making it and drinking it and trying to get me to drink it. But I, of course, thought this was just another weird thing that my parents were trying to get me into because, again, my parents raised me with tofu and wheatgrass and aloe vera juice and chia seeds and things that most kids aren't familiar with. It wasn't until a couple years later, after my parents had been drinking it for a while, that my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it came to be that kombucha helped her through her experience. Now, it didn't cure her, but it did keep her strong and healthy and resilient throughout her battle with breast cancer and throughout the treatments that she chose to go through. So it was her success that really inspired me.
So do you think of yourself as a kind of Oprah character, or are you more just a basic businessman?
I mean, if those are the two options for descriptors, I would definitely say Oprah. I do live my life that I don't want to be on my deathbed and say, God, I made so much money, or God, I own so many great things, or God, I was so famous. I really want to say, wow, I really lived my life to the fullest, and I touched as many people as I could, and I left a positive mark. And if the things that I did and the decisions I made allowed people to rethink some of their decisions or some of their options for their life, then I've lived my life.
Why do you think you have such a big market share? Is it the packaging? What is it?
It's the cute name. No, it's you know what it is? Is I'm a firm believer that some of the greatest successes come from pure intentions. And not to toot my own horn or stroke myself, but one of the things that I feel very blessed to have and to have experienced was that kind of humble beginning of just being so young and so kind of innocent and just seeing the world through such an innocent lens that I just want to do something great. And because that has remained in what we do, I think people resonate with that. Because we don't try to force what we're doing down people's throats and we don't have any slogans.
You don't force it down their throats, but definitely putting it down their throats.
We gently pour it down their throats.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But because, I mean, I've taken kind of an unconventional path to everything that I do, whether it's the labels, whether it's the brand messaging, whether it's the choices that I make with my company or the relationships that I choose to engage, it kind of keeps things really pure. And the driving force is just to do something great. And whether I sell one bottle or 1 billion bottles, as long as I'm doing something great, that's all that matters to me. And I think it speaks a universal language that I think resonates really well with people. And and then you have these loyalists that are loyal because they genuinely love it.
G.T. Dave is the founder and owner of G.T.'s Kombucha, which owns half of the market share of commercial kombucha.
Support for The Takeaway comes from TIAA CREF, a financial services company helping to create financial outcomes that matter. Learn more at TIAA.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.